Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Ragdoll by Daniel Cole, published by Orion Books in 2017. Today's book is all about revenge, redemption, and mistakes. William Oliver Leighton Fawkes is a detective better known as Wolf. He's been recently reinstated to the London Metropolitan Police Force after a courtroom incident where he attacked a suspect known as the Cremation Killer, accused of setting alight prostitutes, after the jury announced him innocent. Now Wolf is investigating a new disturbing murder where there's not one, but six victims. Six bodies, black and white, male and female, stitched together into a single form. A murder nicknamed by the press as the Ragdoll. Wolf and his former partner Baxter begin the high-profile investigation, but the press are never far from their heels, including Wolf's ex-wife Andrea, an ambitious journalist. And when Andrea receives a strange parcel, a tip-off from the Ragdoll murderer himself, along with a list of his next victims and the dates when they will die, Andrea is torn between saving lives and the biggest story of her career. As the people on the list begin to die, even when under the apparent safety of police custody, and as the investigating detectives begin to identify the body parts, it becomes apparent that this murder is personal for Wolf, with ties back to the Cremation Killer. But what is the murderer trying to communicate to him? And how is Wolf involved? Ragdoll is a fast-paced, darkly funny police procedural with a twist on a few of the usual clichés. While the main character Wolf is another troubled middle-aged detective with a dark past, it's the other characters around him which add a little something different. The character I liked best was Edmonds, the new kid, fresh on the murder squad after a transfer from the fraud department. The other detectives think he's weak and useless. Yet despite the constant insults and bullying, Edmonds takes hold of one of the leads himself, researching at night and day at the risk of ruining his personal life to find the truth. And when he arrives at an unpopular theory, he sticks to his own conviction, despite what the others say. Wolf is torn between wanting to protect others and keeping himself away from ruining their lives. After his courtroom attack on the Cremation Killer, he was held in a psychiatric hospital, a time which still haunts him. He has a complex relationship with his former partner Baxter, the woman his ex-wife is convinced he was having an affair with. Baxter definitely has feelings for Wolf, but are his feelings returned in the same way? The plot of Ragdoll barrels along at breakneck speed with a ticking clock over everyone's heads as the Ragdoll killer succeeds in picking off his victims one by one. Now, the violence in Ragdoll is not for the faint of heart, with plenty of gore and grisly murders, and I think every single character gets covered in blood at one point throughout the book. So if you like gritty, gory crimes, anti-heroes, ticking clocks, gallows humour and justice, you might like Ragdoll by Daniel Cole. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.